我们一同打开这希伯来书第一章第十三、第十四节。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 and 14.
希伯来书第一章第十三、第十四节。
Hebrews 1, 13 and 14.
翻到了我念第十三节，你们一同开声念第十四节。
I'm going to read 13, all of you will read 14.
希伯来书第一章第十三节，所有的天使，上帝从来对哪一个说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。十四节，天使岂不都是不义的灵，奉差遣为那将要承受救恩的人效力吗？再一次，天使岂不都是不义的灵，奉差遣为那将要承受救恩的人劳力吗？我们都已经丢到这个地方，我们上个礼拜在这里已经一同思想到天使在救恩的事情上是很愿意明白，所以他详细查考。
Last week we meditated upon this verse and we said that angels are curious upon the matter of salvation, so they long to find out about it.
天使可以分成两类。
There are two types of angels.
一类就是蒙拣选，守本位，奉神的旨意，大有全能，遵行神命令的天使。
The first angels are those who have been elected by God, who are faithful to their position and they execute God's will with great power.
另外一种的天使就是不守本位，堕落，抵挡神的旨意，叫人犯罪的天使。
And the second type of angels are angels who are opposed to God and they fell away from the position and they lure us into opposing God.
这是不守本位的天使。
And these angels did not fulfill their own position.
就是那堕落者。
And they are the one who has fallen.
对神来说是抵挡神的旨意的。
And towards God they oppose His will.
对人来说是试探人，陷人于罪的。
And as far as man is concerned, they tempt us so that we will fall into sin.
对圣徒来说是昼夜控告我们，他很不愿意我们蒙神的救恩的。
To the saints, there are people who accuse us right in front of God so that we will not receive the grace of God.
但那些蒙拣选的天使就不是如此。
But angels who have been selected by God are not like this.
蒙拣选的天使随从先知们做同样一样的工作。
Those who have been elected by God fulfill the same position and purpose of the
prophets.
All of them are willing to understand the process of salvation and the mystery of salvation.
And so 1
Peter chapter 1 verse 12 tells us, as far as salvation is concerned, the prophets spoke about the grace that came within their hearts.
还要知道这些事是怎么样的时候，在怎哪一个时候被成全的。
They try very hard to find out the time and circumstances in which the Spirit of Christ will come.
也就是论到耶稣基督怎样成全救恩，然后把救恩施行在世界上的事情。
They want to know how Jesus Christ will fulfill salvation on earth.
天使也详细查看。
And the Bible tells us that angels long to look into these things.
愿意明白这个事情。
Because they are willing to understand these mysteries.
我们提到有一些天使呢，他是堕落的。
We talk about angels who have fallen.
有一些天使没有堕落，有神肯定了他们，拣选他们，永远不再犯罪。
But there are angels who did not fall, and God has affirmed them and selected them so that they would never sin again.
他们这些堕落的天使。
And these angels who have fallen.
他们有没有救赎的可能呢？
Will they have the opportunity for salvation?
圣经给我们看见他们没有得救的可能。
The Bible says no.
上帝不救拔天使。
God is not going to save fallen angels.
天使犯罪的时候，上帝不宽容他们。
And God is not going to have mercy upon them.
这样的人的地位与天使的地位就有一个很大的不同的地方。
So there is a great difference between the status of man and the status of an angel.
人被造的时候是有灵的一部分，也有物质的一部分。
When we were created with a portion of the spirit and a portion of the physical.
灵的部分叫做灵魂。
And the spirit is within ourselves, it's called the soul.
物质的部分叫做身体。
And the physical part is our body.
所以当我们的灵魂离开身体的时候，我们就是一个死了的人。
So when our spirit leaves our body, we die.
神造了人的身体后，把那永远的灵赐给我们，我们就变成有灵的活人。
And when God created our physical body, He gives us the eternal spirit, so we become physical bodies with eternal spirits.
我们是又有灵的一部分， 又有物质的身体一部分组成的一个人。
We are made up of the spirit and the physical body.
天使不是如此。
Angels, however,
are not like that. 天使被造的是这个纯粹的灵。
They were created as pure spiritual beings.
他们完全纯粹的灵。
They are completely spiritual.
没有物质的成分。
There is no physical constituents.
这样天使与我们的位分就不一样了。
So they have a different status from us.
因为我们在物质的身体中间受了时间与空间的限制。
Physically, we are limited by time and space.
所以圣经说我们被造比天使微小一点。
The Bible says we are created slightly lower than the angels.
天使的位分是比人的位分更高一点。
And so we say the angels have a higher status.
他们直接活在永恒的状态的中间。
They are living within eternity itself.
他当然被造有肉身在时间空间限制里面的时候。
But when we were created within time space,
我们就在有限制的暂时的里面。
Temporarily, we are within the constraint of time space.
人却不是暂时的。
But we are not temporal.
因为我们虽然外在有个暂时存在的身体，
although externally we have a temporary body,
里面我们有个永远存在的灵魂。
Inside us, we have an eternal spirit.
现在我要问你，做天使跟做人哪一个好啊？
Let me ask you, what which is better, to be an angel or to be a human?
哪一个好啊？你们回答哪一个好？
Answer.
哪一个好？
Which is better?
你不敢答，
you are there, not answer me.
因为你没有办法比，你做过人，你没有做过天使。
Because there is no comparison, you are a human being, you have never been an angel.
等你有一天盼望太快，看到你在远方的爱人的时候，你盼望有两个翅膀像天使一样。
When you long to see your lover, you hope that you are like an angel with wings that you can fly there.
做人好啊，做天使好啊。
Is it better to be a human or an angel?
做天使自由自在。
Is it probably angels are free?
没有时空的限制。
They are not constrained by time space.
相当自由的灵。
And they are quite free.
但是我告诉你，
But let me tell you this.
人有人尊贵的地方。
We have our positions of honor.
人有人特殊的机会和特权。
We have our unique opportunities.
是天使所没有的。
All these things are not enjoyed by angels.
中国一个很幽默的文学哲学家叫林语堂。
There is a very famous Chinese writer called 林语堂。
在他的生活的艺术那本书里面。
When he wrote a book about life.
他说如果我是天使的话。
He said if I were an angel.
那我看见人在那边吃东西。
When I see a human being eating.
看到那个享受的样子，我也盼望吃，却发现我没有舌头怎么吃呢？
I will realize that I long to eat and enjoy the food, but I don't have a tongue, so how can I eat?
所以天使也有他不舒服的地方。
So the angels, of course, have their limitations.
人与天使不同的地方。
The difference between a man and an angel.
人在时空暂时中间受过捆绑。
Is that we have been constrained within time, space, temporarily.
也是我们不自由的地方，也是我们有特权的原因。
This is a place where we are not free, but at the same time we have special privileges.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为当我们的暂时的状态中。
Because when we are in a temporal world,
我们如果犯罪,
if we sin,
我们又在暂时的状态中间解决了罪的问题,
we are able to resolve the problem of sin within this temporal state.
不必把罪所要受的后果带到永恒里面去。
We need not bring the consequences of sin into eternity.
所以这样，为什么天使犯罪没有得救的机会？人犯罪有得救的机会，你慢慢想出一个线索出来了。
So you can see the clues here why angels did not have the opportunity for salvation, but human beings do.
圣经告诉我们，人可以承受救恩。
The Bible says man can inherit salvation.
当人承受救恩的时候
，When we inherit salvation,
我们就成为神的儿女。
We become children of God.
当我们成为神的儿女的时候
，When we become children of God,
天使是成为服务我们的仆役而已。
The angels are but ministering spirits serving us.
儿女跟仆人哪里大？
Who is bigger, the child or the servant?
儿女更大，是不是呢？
Of course, the children are greater.
儿女受仆役所服侍。
Because the children are served by the servants.
所以儿女的身份就比仆役还更大。
So children have higher status than the servants.
这些的圣经告诉我们。
This Bible tells us.
天使岂不都是那仆役的灵吗？
In verse 14, are not all angels ministering spirits?
他们蒙差遣。
They were sent.
要为那些承受救恩的人所效劳。
To serve those who will inherit salvation.
所以感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们还没有承受救恩以前。
Before we inherit salvation.
我们的位分是比天使更低的。
Our status are lower than the angels.
当我们承受救恩之后。
But once we inherit salvation.
我们的位分是比天使更高的。
Our status will be higher than the angels.
不但比
恶落的天使更高。
Not only higher than the fallen angels.
我们甚至比善良蒙拣选的天使还更高。
We are higher than the good angels who have been selected by God.
因为这个天使不过是服侍我们的。
Because the Bible says they are about ministering
spirits. 他们是推我们的神的儿女。
They are servants and we are children of God.
所以我们就领受了更高的位分来接受他们的服侍。
We inherited a higher status to receive their service.
那么当天使看见他们的同类没有办法得到救赎的时候，
when angels see that their own kind cannot receive salvation,
他们就看为什么比他们被造的时候更低微的人竟然可以得到神的救赎呢？
They want to understand why a lowly state, a person with a lowly status can receive salvation.
所以这些天使就产生了很大的好奇。
So within them there's great curiosity.
他就明白这其中神的旨意是什么。
They want to understand the will of God and His mystery.
他们就详细考察这些有关于救恩的事情了。
So they long to look into these things.
这样呢，天使就在基督成全救恩的一切的步骤上。有份于怎样考察，怎么知道这些奥秘。
We see therefore that the angels have a part in the process of Jesus Christ completing his salvation.
或者我们从另外一个角度来看，
if we look at it from another angle,
神愿意让天使有份于基督成全救恩的这些历史事件的里面。
The Lord is willing that the angels partake in the historical events leading to the completion of salvation.
罪是在时空界里面人犯的。
And sin is committed within time and space.
人在暂时界中间抵挡了神。
And within time, space, in a temporal world, we oppose God.
当神的儿子到世界上来救赎人的时候，
When the Son of God comes to the earth to save us,
神的儿子也进入时空的限制的范围里面。
He entered within the constraint of time, space as well.
就像基督把上帝的爱彰显出来。
When Jesus Christ manifested the love of God,
把救赎的责任挑起来的时候，
When he fulfilled the responsibility of salvation,
这些成就救恩的历史事件都是在时空里面发生的。
All these things that happen within historical events.
基督生的时候是在历史的时刻里面。
When Jesus was born, it was a historical event.
基督死的时候是在历史的时刻里面死。
When he died, it was also a historical event.
基督复活的时候是在历史的时刻里面复活的。
His resurrection was historic as well.
基督升天的时候是在历史的时刻里面升天。
His ascension was a historical event.
这样当基督再来的时候，也并是在历史的时刻里面再来。
And when he should come again, it will also happen within history.
这在历史时刻的这些事件到底有什么特殊的意义呢？
What's so special about all these historical events?
这就是基督教与所有的宗教不同的地方。
This is where Christianity differs from all other faiths.
所有的宗教的教义是天马行空，是理性从宗教的感受想象出来的东西。
All other faiths are results of imagination and the reasoning power of human beings.
虽然他们用他们的宗教性揣想到罪的事实，从盼望脱离罪恶的宗教的方法。
Although they are able to figure out a vague way to escape from sin.
那是想象出来的。
But this is a product of imagination.
那些教义不是历史的时刻产生。
All these teachings are not results of history.
但是神救赎人的办法不是如此。
But the methods God used for salvation is not like that.
实实在在差遣的儿子进到历史。
Truly, he sent his son to enter into history.
进到时间界的限制里面。
To enter within the constraint of space. 基督教所信的耶稣基督是时空里面神道神肉身的一个彰显。
The Jesus Christ that we believe in is God incarnated within historical time space.
我们不是信什么，我们信谁。
It is not what we believe, it is who we believe.
保罗说我深知我所信的是谁。
And so Paul said that I know whom I believe.
这位谁是谁呢？
Who is this person?
就是耶稣基督。
This is Jesus Christ.
实实在在道成肉身的。
He is truly God incarnated.
实实在在在地上过人的生活的。
And truly he lived within us.
他实实在在经过各样的试探而得胜的。
And truly he was victorious over all temptations.
他实实在在受拘缚在克西那玛尼园为我们代祷为我们付上救赎的代价。
And truly he prayed for us in the Garden of Gethsemane and paid the price for salvation.
他实实在在受了人的审判上十字架为我们被钉流血舍命。
And truly he received the judgment of men and was crucified and bled for us.
他实实在在 进到坟墓里面受埋葬，像其他的人死的情形一样。
And truly he entered into the grave and was buried just like any other human being.
他是世世代代从死中间复活过来，把这个得胜死亡的救赎呈现起来。
And truly he was resurrected from the dead to give us the victory over death.
又是照样这样升天。
And in the same manner, he ascended into heaven.
又要这样再来。
And he will come in the same manner.
这一位基督是在时空里面成就了神永远救赎的计划。
And so this Christ accomplished the plan, eternal plan of God within time space.
这永恒性跟暂时性的接连，就在道成肉身的基督里面成为可能了。
The union of the eternity and the temporal can be seen within Jesus Christ.
人在暂时中间所犯的罪的产生的困难，也就可以在基督时空成就的救恩，可以不必带到永恒中间受审判。
The sins that were committed in this temporal world within this temporal time space is solved by Jesus Christ in the same manner.
深奥的奥秘。
This is great mystery.
这是很伟大的恩典。
This is great grace.
这是深高超的智慧。
This is great wisdom from God.
基督里面显现出来的。
And we see all this within Jesus Christ.
先知们非常的好奇。
So the angels are curious.
就在这些历史中间，你看见天使都出现了。
Within all these historical events, the angels appeared.
差不多每一件事，天使都有份。
They are partakers of every event.
你还记得吗？
Can you still remember?
我相信你们看树林的书的时候，很少看到今天所要讲的这些事情。
Perhaps you will not read about this in many of the books you have read.
耶稣降生的时候，
When Jesus was born,
天使有没有出现呢？
Did the angels appear?
有没有啊？有。
Yes, they did.
耶稣基督受试探的时候，
When he was tempted,
天使有没有出现呢？
Did the angels appear?
有。
Yes,
我们上个礼拜就讲到这个地方，对不对？
And last week we ended here.
耶稣降生以前，
Before Jesus was born,
天使对约瑟讲话。
Angel spoke to Joseph.
你要给他起名叫做耶稣。
You must name him Jesus.
因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。
For he shall deliver his people from sin.
耶稣降生以前，
Before Jesus was born,
天使对玛利亚显现。
The angels appeared to Mary.
对他们一旦要生的，要被称为圣者，是至高上帝的儿子。
So her that the baby she bore would be called the Holy One, the Son of the Highest God.
所以基督在历史上道成肉身的这一件历史事实，天使出现，天使有份。
And so the angels were part of this historical event.
当耶稣降生以后，
After the birth of Jesus,
天使对旷野的这牧羊人说，为你们今天生了一位救主，就是主基督。
The angel spoke to the shepherds on the field and said, Today a Savior which has been born to you.
这是报给你们大喜的信息。
I bring you great joy tidings.
你们去看见婴孩包着布。
This will be a sign to you, you will find a baby wrapped in clothes.
这就是记号。
And this is the sign.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这样的最大的信息最先不是人传的，是天使传的。
The greatest news has not been preached by men, but by angels first.
伟大的福音最先是天使传的，不是传道人。
The angels first preached the greatest gospel, not men.
后来你看见完全不同了。
But in the end, it differs.
当救恩已经成就了以后呢？
After the gospel has been accomplished,
神就从来不再用天使来传福音。
God no longer used the angels to preach.
请问天使传福音跟人传福音一样不一样？
What is the difference between angels preaching and that of men?
你们常常听我讲到。
You have heard me often.
听到一半会咳嗽。
Perhaps you will cough halfway.
我相信天使讲到一半不会咳嗽的。
I am sure that the angels will not cough halfway when
they preach. 因为他们是超时空的、超自然的这个灵界。
Because they are supernatural and transcend time space.
当他以人形向人显现的时候，
When they appear to men in the shape of man,
用美好的歌声，
and they use beautiful voices,
用最好的这个声带，
I'm sure they have the best voice,
把神的道传出来，
and preach the word of God.
但是为什么上帝不用天使传福音呢？
Why did God not continue to use the angels?
他可以研究神学，没有办法传道。
The angels can understand theology, but they cannot preach the gospel.
他可以详细考察耶稣的降生，知道耶稣的升天，他没有办法传道。
They can try to understand the birth of Jesus to his ascension, but they cannot preach.
这里面一定有一个很重要的原因。
There must be an important reason behind it.
这原因是什么呢？
What is this reason?
天使没有得救的可能。
And that is the angels do not have the possibility of salvation.
天使也没有经历救恩的这一件历史事实。
And so they cannot experience this historical event of salvation.
神就不用这些没有经历救恩的天使来为他做传道的工作。
Because of that, God will not use the angels as tools for preaching.
神要用你。
God is going to use you.
用我。
And myself.
这是对人性最大的尊重。
And this is the greatest honor that God has for us.
你说因为我有这个资格, 我有这个经历, 所以我有可能为他传道吗?
You say, because I have this experience, so I can preach for him.
你这些资格, 从这些的特权, 还是救赎的恩典才反改变过来, 这不是我们的功劳。
But this is not our works. This is the result of the grace of God that changes us because of salvation.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
天使没有蒙差遣传道,
the angels were not called to preach.
天使没有蒙差遣来传扬救赎,
the angels were not sent to preach the gospel.
天使不过蒙差遣去为那些承受救恩的圣徒来做效劳的工作。
They were sent only to serve those who will inherit salvation.
天使说的预言,
although angels partook in the historical events of the birth of Jesus Christ,
但是等这些事件成全之后,
but after the accomplishments of all these things,
天使就没有机会,
they were not given further opportunities to preach.
他们只有服你,
they can only serve you and I.
所以这些天使从天上察看,
and from the heavens they look down. They cannot understand why Jesus Christ would want to save the people of the earth.
为什么神要为我们这些罪人预备这个时空里面的救赎的这些事呢?
Why would God prepare this salvation within time space?
当耶稣降生的时候,
so when Jesus was born,
天使出现了,
the angels appeared.
当耶稣受试探的时候,
and when Jesus was tempted,
天使也出现了,
the angels appeared.
我再考你们,
and I will ask you a question.
耶稣受试探的时候, 天使出现, 或者受试探以前, 天使出现, 或者受试探以后, 天使也出现。
Did the angels appear before, during, or after the temptation of Christ?
什么时候?
When was that?
啊? 以后才出现,
the angels appeared after the temptation.
隐藏着一个很重要的道理在里面,
there is a very important lesson within here.
许多时候当我们受试探的时候,
many a times when we were tempted,
我们四面看没有神的帮助,
when we look around, God's help seems not to be around.
我们四面看好像神的手不在我们中间托住我们,
it's as if the hand of God is not holding us up again.
要不那个时候我们的信心受考验,
our faith will be tested.
我们一边受试探, 我们看见撒旦, 看不见上帝。
When we are in the midst of trial, we will see Satan but not God.
我们看见困难,
we can see the difficulties but not the help.
我们看见危机,
we can see the crisis but not the hand of God.
那么基督受试探的这件事情,
but in the matter of the temptation of Christ,
给我们一个很大的启发,
it tells us a great thing.
耶稣受试探的时候,
What did Jesus used to be victorious over
temptation?
Last week we read that Jesus Christ was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan.
利用圣灵和魔鬼合作来虔诚他的旨意,
it doesn't mean that God used the Holy Spirit to work with the Satan to fulfill his will.
不是等于说圣灵故意把一个圣徒带到撒旦的面前受他试探,
it also does not mean that the Holy Spirit with purpose brought a person in front of Satan to be tempted.
是圣灵的引导吗?
Is this the guidance of the Holy Spirit?
是,
yes.
圣灵有恶意吗?
Did he have evil intentions?
没有,
no.
为什么需要受试探呢?
Why was there a need for temptation?
试探与试炼是绝对不可没有的。
Because trials and temptation are absolute necessities.
就是必须的存在。
These are existence that are necessary.
真的试炼,
the trials of God,
撒旦的试探,
the temptations from Satan, we must have this.
不可缺少,
there are things that cannot be resisted. And so God allowed man to come to be tempted. God also gave us trials in our lives. When a person is under trials, he can only have victory if he follow the example of Jesus Christ. What is the example that Christ gave to us? There are three very important mysteries here.
一样,
firstly,
耶稣基督持住,
and Jesus Christ held on to the fact that he was led by the Holy Spirit.
当试探来到的时候,
so when temptations come,
你是不是在圣灵的引导之下?
Are you under the guidance of the Holy Spirit?
你是不是坚守你的圣灵引导之下?
Are you holding on to this guidance of the Holy Spirit?
这个坚守你放弃了, 你一定失败。
If you let go of this, you will fail.
这是第一个奥秘。
This is the first mystery.
在看不见。
Although you cannot see it.
四周没有帮助。
It seems that there's no help.
耶稣基督知道是圣灵把他引到的旷野受魔鬼试探。
But Jesus knew that he was led by the Holy Spirit to be tempted by the devil.
这样这个持定在圣灵引导之下，顺服圣灵，体贴圣灵，这就是生命同平安。
And so this understanding and affirmation that the Holy Spirit is there and his submission to it gives him peace and life.
保罗在罗马书里面很清楚提到圣灵引导之下的圣徒应当有什么样的生活。
Paul is clear in the book of Romans telling us how a Christian should live under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
第二样。
Secondly,
耶稣基督不但持定在圣灵引导之下来面对试探。
Not only was Jesus firm about the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
耶稣基督在整个试探的过程中间他一定持定神的道作为他与撒旦征战的唯一的武器。
The only weapon Jesus used throughout the temptation was the word of God.
当一个基督徒受试探的时候，
When a Christian is tempted,
当人受引诱的时候，
When we are seduced,
他心中没有神的道，他一定失败。
He will surely fail if the word of God is not within his heart.
或者他不忠于神的道，他一定失败。
Or if he's not faithful towards the word, he will fail.
诗篇119篇告诉我们，
So Psalm 119 tells us,
上帝啊。
Oh God,
少年人要怎样才能洁净他的行为呢？
How can a young man lead a clean life?
只有遵循你的话语。
By fulfilling your word.
我将你的话藏在我心里面。
I put your heart within, your word within my heart.
我就不得罪你。
So that I will not sin against you.
我如果没有将你的话藏在我心里面。
If I do not have your word within my heart.
一定是离开你。
Surely I will leave you.
这样得胜的第二个秘诀。
So the second secret of victory.
耶稣所给我们的启发是什么呢？
The inspiration that Jesus has given to us.
持定依靠神的道。
He was insistent that he will rely on the word of God to fight the battle. This is the second point.
第三点呢,
this third point.
耶稣基督得胜撒旦的秘诀是什么呢?
What is the secret of Jesus?
他坚守人的地位他不放。
He held on to the position of men.
撒旦问耶稣说, 你若是上帝的儿子,
So when Satan asks, if you are the son of God,
你可以叫这些石头变成饼,
you can ask this rock to be turned to bread.
耶稣怎么回答呢?
What did Jesus say?
人或说不是单靠生物。那是靠上帝口里说出的一切的话语。
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
你看见这个对话中间的相对性吗？
Can you see the dialogue here?
你若是上帝的儿子。
If you are the son of God.
耶稣说，难道你我怀疑我是上帝的儿子？
And Jesus will ask, do you suspect that I am the son of God?
我本来就是，你还不知道吗？
Surely I am from the beginning.
耶稣从来不要落在撒旦的诡计中间。
He has never fallen into the traps of the devil.
撒旦说，你若是是上帝的儿子的时候，
So when Satan said, if you are the son of God,
耶稣回答说，人或说。
Jesus replied, man lives.
你不必跟我谈上帝的儿子的事。
You don't have to tell me about being son of God.
我是上帝的儿子，不需要加上若是若不是，不需要加上若。
The word if does not appear in the questioning process.
但是我今天站在什么地位受你试探呢？
But what kind of status do I have right now when I stand before you to be
tempted? 神的儿子要不要接受试探？
Will the Son of God receive the temptation?
神性需要不接受试探。
Will the divine person needs to be tempted?
全本圣经的总原则告诉我们。
The general principles of the Bible tells us.
神不试探人，也不受试探。
God does not tempt a person and he himself is not tempted.
撒旦啊，你有什么资格试探上帝的儿子？
How can Satan then tempt the Son of God?
神性是不能被试探。
The divine cannot be tempted.
所以你不要以为你现在可以试探我。
So don't think that you can tempt me now.
我之所以能够站在一个被你试探的这个地步。
The reason why I'm standing before you.
是因为我道成肉身在人的地位里面才可能受试探。
Because I'm God incarnated and standing as the state of men.
所以当你受试探的时候，
So when you are being tempted,
第三个秘诀你一定要抓得很清楚。
You must affirm the third secret.
我不是因为我灵性好在一个地步超过普通的人，所以我一定会得胜试探。
You can't say that you will be victorious because you are spiritual and more so than any other person.
就因为你是普通的人，所以你才受试探。
You must remember that you are a common person. That's why you are tempted.
就是因为你是普通的人，所以你更需要上帝的帮助，更需要靠着主的能力来得胜魔鬼的试探。
And because you are a common person, the more you need the strength of God to be victorious over Satan.
基督在这个三个秘诀里面。
In these three secrets of Christ.
神要历世历代众圣徒的榜样。
He became the example for all of us throughout all generations.
这样呢，我们就知道那个时候天使就是没有出现，没有帮助他，
So he was victorious even without the help of any of the angels.
因为这三大原则他持住了,
because he held on to these three secrets.
一,
firstly,
是圣灵引导,
he was convinced that it's the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
无论我遇到这么样的事情,
it doesn't matter what he
encountered.
I want to go back to the idea that I'm guided by the Holy Spirit. I'm affirming his guidance. I held on to his hand. I'm submissive to him. I will have life and peace.
第二,
secondly,
因为我是以兄上帝的道同一真正,
because I fight with the word of God.
我不是用人的哲学,
I'm not fighting the war with the reasoning power and the philosophy of men. Because only the word of God is in heaven till all eternity.
不但如此,
not only
there.
I am standing upon the
status of man.
So from the Bible, I must know what is the responsibility of a man. How should we treat God? How should we treat ourselves? What is the relationship between us and the world? How should we treat each other? How should we treat Satan? And Jesus Christ was clear about all these principles.
So
although the angels were not there, he was able to be victorious. It tells us that when we are in the midst of difficulties, we ought not to grumble against God and blame Him for not leading us. Jesus did not call upon the angels halfway throughout His temptation. After the temptation has ended, the angels
came.
There is great wisdom within this teaching. And the angels came at the end. I believe that the angels have been observing Jesus Christ to see how the Son of God will accomplish salvation and have victory over temptation. And when Jesus was victorious over all the temptations and trials, the angels came to serve him.
如果你们肯做功课,
if you are willing to study,
那我提你研究一下, 撒旦这一点点, 跟耶稣在旷野受试探, 前后一些不同的地方, 同相同的地方在哪?
I ask that you go and study the differences between the temptation of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden and the temptation of Jesus Christ. I spent a lot of time studying this. I realized there's great truth within all this.
我的心明白了这些,
and my heart, when I understood it, I was full of joy and gave praise to God.
感谢上,
thanks be to God. The first Adam,
第二个亚当,
the second Adam,
都受试探,
both were tempted.
第一个亚当失败了,
the first Adam failed.
第二个亚当成功了,
the second Adam succeeded.
第二个亚当不顺不顺,
the first Adam was not submissive.
第二个亚当顺不顺,
the second one was obedient.
你把里面的东西比较,
if you make a comparison,
免得你做功课没有内容了,
but I don't want to tell you further. You should go and study yourself and think about the word of God day and night.
是人的一个特权,
this is a special privilege of God. This is an enjoyment for
us.
And we have great joy from here.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
我盼望这样刺激你们以后呢,
I hope that after all this stimulation, in the 21st century Singapore, we have a group of people who always think about the word of God.
好不好?
That's good.
不敢回答了,
you cannot answer.
好不好? 好, 现在开始好好讲吧,
so you need to start thinking now.
我们继续下去,
let us continue.
受试探的时候,
so when temptation came,
天使出现了,
the angels appeared.
天使很乐意侍候耶稣,
they were willing to serve Jesus.
这是他们在永久以前敬拜的君王,
this is a king that they have served from eternity.
这也是现在做人有充满人性身体软弱需要服侍的一个身体,
but at the same time he is a human being physically weak and needed to be served.
天使就出来服侍他,
so the angels came and attended him.
第三样,
thirdly,
当耶稣在克西马尼园的时候,
when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane,
天使有没有出现啊?
Did the angels
appear? 有没有啊? 那是他汗流如血点一样的。
At that time he was fired as if he was bleeding.
我相信那个就是他人生中间最痛苦的一个时刻。
I believe that must be the most painful moment for him.
摆在他前面的。
Because right in front of him
是全世界罪恶的担子要他担当。
Was the burden of sin for the entire world.
摆在他前面的。
What was before him?
是罗马帝国最可怕的刑罚，十字架的痛苦。
Was the most painful punishment that the Roman Empire had.
摆在他前面的。
What was before him?
政治法律那些的勾结，那些不公义的审判，要把他置于死地的威胁。
Was the threat from unrighteous judgment from politics and also from the religious leaders. What was before him?
就是他要在众人面前受羞辱，被挂在十字架上，然后要听见那些话说，他能救过别人，却不能救自己，那种凄惨的情形。
Was the pathetic situation where he had to be humiliated in front of everybody on the cross when people would laugh at him.
我相信从来没有一个人真正明白基督在克西马尼园所受的痛苦。
I believe that not a single human being can truly understand the pain that Jesus Christ went through.
从来没有一个人能真正体会他曾经感受过怎样的苦楚。
Not a single person can truly understand the suffering that he has gone through in that garden.
我个人有一个原则。
There is a principle that I have.
我们对主的痛苦了解多少，也就成为我们对主可能爱到什么地步的基础。
The love that we have for our Lord is dependent of the degree to which we understand His suffering.
今天许多人不能爱主。
Many people cannot love the Lord.
他到主的面前只有主的爱。
They only want the love from God.
因为他从来没有用悟性去了解主为他受了什么苦。
Because they have never reasoned out the pain and suffering that the Lord has given
him. 所以他就不可能爱主。
So therefore, he cannot possibly love God.
你对神的爱的基督里为你的牺牲了解多少，也就是你能对神的爱能够感受，能够回应，能够爱他多少。
You can love, the reason why you can love God and respond to Him is because you understood the pain and suffering that He has given to you.
耶稣在克西马尼园的时候，
when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane,
他怎么样祷告呢？
How did He pray?
这是基督的人性成为全世界所有基督徒的人性最好的一个祷告的榜样。
This is the greatest example of prayer in the humanity of Jesus Christ for all humanity.
他不是苦求。
He did not ask.
他不是强求。
He did not force God.
他是照着一个正常的基督徒有的权利在神的面前求。
He was praying as if like a normal Christian with his privileges.
父啊。
He says, Father.
如果可能的话。
If it is at all possible.
求你叫这个杯离开我。
I ask that the cup be taken away from me.
这个杯到底是什么杯？
What kind of cup is this?
今天我不要讨论这个问题。
I do not want to discuss this further.
很长的一个讨论。
Because it will go on and on.
你愿意你自己的做功课再加上一条。
You can take this as a homework.
克西马尼那个杯到底是什么？
What kind of cup is that?
耶稣说若可能，求你叫这个杯离开我。
And Jesus said, if it's all possible, let this cup pass from me.
但是他怎么连下去呢？
But what is the next sentence?
不是照我的意思。
But not as I will, but as
乃是照你的意思。
But as you have will.
这样，这个杯到底挪开不挪开，不要紧。
So whether the cup is removed or not,
我相信你能挪。
I believe you can move it.
我相信你也可以挪。
I know you can do it.
但是如果你不肯挪开的话，我还是要吃下去。
But if you are not willing to remove the cup, I will take it.
只要你的旨意成就，不是我的意志成全。
So long as your will be accomplished, not my will.
耶稣基督在克西马尼园受这么大的痛苦的时候，
when he was in this great pain,
他是以神的旨意为重，不以自己的痛苦为重。
He put emphasis on the will of God, not on his own pain and suffering.
这个祷告就变成让神旨意成全一个模范的一个祷告。
This is an example where the will of God be done.
上帝是不是因为他祷告了这句话，好了，我就看你这么乖，这么好，我就把这个杯把它挪开，是不是？
Did God remove the cup just because he prayed in that manner?
神没有挪开那个杯。
God did not remove the cup.
耶稣祷告第一次。
The first time he prayed.
耶稣祷告第二次。
The second time.
耶稣祷告第三次。
And then he prayed the third time.
时机没有改。
He did not change the words.
祷告的内容就是那样。
The content is the same.
父啊，若是可能。
Lord, if it is possible.
求你这个杯离开我。
I ask that you move this cup.
不是照我的意思。
But not according to my will.
照你的意思。
But by your will.
第二次。
The second time.
第三次完了以后呢？
After the third time.
神挪开这个杯吗？
Was the cup removed?
没有。
No.
圣经怎么讲呢？
What did the Bible say?
天上有个天使下来。
An angel came from heaven.
就加力量给他。
And give him strength.
神听祷告的办法。
The way God listened to our prayers.
跟我们心里面的宗教性的盼望常常是不一样。
It is always different from our expectation in the heart.
我们许多所要的不一定是神的旨意。
A lot of things we want is not according to the will of God.
许多神的旨意不一定是我们要的。
And things that are according to the will of God is not what we want.
所以我们不需要苦苦求。
So we need not plead forever.
我们不需要强求。
We should not force God.
我们更不可以逼神听我们的话。
And certainly we cannot compel Him to listen to us.
耶稣怎么祷告呢？
How did Jesus pray?
若是可行，
If it is possible,
你们叫这个杯离开我，
Move this cup away from me.
但是不是照我的意思，乃是照你自己的意思。
But not according to my will, may your will be done.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
耶稣祷告完了以后呢，
So after the prayer of Jesus Christ,
天使从天上出现来，
The angels came,
就加力量给他，
And strengthened him.
做什么呢？
For what purpose?
加力量给他，让他可以把这个杯完全喝完它。
So that he can finish this cup.
神的办法很不一样。
So the methods of God is different.
许多时候你说主啊，不是这样，不是那样，主说那应该怎么样？
Many a times you tell God not this way, not that way, and God will ask you then what way?
你要我照你的样吗？
Do you want me to follow your will?
不是的，你要顺服我给你的办法。
But you must be obedient to my method. By my will.
照我的计划。
By my plan.
你没有力量，我给你力量。
And since you don't have strength, I will strengthen you.
这一次是天使加力量给耶稣基督。
And this time the angels added strength for him.
天使加力量给耶稣基督。
The angels gave him strength.
所以基督可以喝完上帝愤怒的杯。
And so Jesus can finish this cup of God's wrath.
这个杯在神的手中是审判公义愤怒的杯。
And this cup in the hands of God is the cup of judgment, the
cup of wrath. 这个杯在基督的手上是痛苦的杯。
But within the hands of Christ is the, hand, the cup of pain.
基督把这个杯喝完了以后，来到我们的手中就变成救恩的杯了。
When the cup is finished and it passed to our hand, it becomes the cup of salvation. 我们领受了救恩以后，
我们靠着主把这个杯变成富杯。
And after we have received the salvation of God, the cup becomes a cup of blessing.
让圣灵充满我们。
So that this